defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? Did you check out the Monster Cast yesterday? What an unbelievable program. Unbelievable program. There comes a time when it becomes almost difficult to speak when you're interviewing or talking with someone like I spoke with last night. And let me, I kid you not about this. I joked about it yesterday a little bit. I have in the past. There's been a couple interviews where I've been made speechless. And I was rendered speechless for quite a while yesterday if you were listening to the first hour of the program. Stephen Williford joined me. Stephen Williford is the individual who heard gunfire at the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and went outside barefoot with his AR-15 and began putting rounds into the individual who had just murdered 26 of his friends and neighbors. Now, to even say that, when I hear myself say what I just said, is incredible to me. So let me say that one more time, because it is, it's surreal. But the man I had on the program yesterday, Stephen Williford, is the individual who heard gunfire across the street, the church, knew what was happening, was notified it was going on, grabbed his own AR-15, and bounded out of his house barefoot in the heat of Texas and started putting rounds into the individual who had just murdered 26 of his friends and neighbors. Think about that. Could you have done that? Stephen joined me on air yesterday in hour one of Armed American Radio. He and I had talked back and forth for quite a while. And I couldn't think of any better time to bring him on the program than Super Bowl Sunday, right? Because while a certain part of America was watching that whole charade, and I understand now that who was it, Beyonce and whatever her husband's, I don't know, I don't follow these people. Beyonce and Jay-Z, whatever his name was. I guess he's got some partnership with the NFL is what it is, her husband or something. Took it upon themselves to sit during the national anthem. And he's got a partnership with the NFL. That's disgraceful to me. That's despicable to me. And the fact that the NFL, this is exactly why I turned that crap off and don't watch it anymore. The fact that that's acceptable. But nonetheless, I'm going to digress there. I'm not going to get into any of that. That's my own deal. Whatever it was with the NFL that turned me off after many, many years of spending lots of money being a pro football fan in my own life for the vast majority of my life, I've hit that and I'm done with it. I'm just finished with it. And I feel vindicated whenever I see garbage like that these people refuse to stand up. It's just inexcusable to me. And we have a guy like Stephen Williford who takes it upon himself to exit his home and begin putting fire onto someone who's murdered 26 people in his church, friends and neighbors, in a small town, 600 residents. To have the opportunity to bring that man's voice to the program yesterday, I couldn't have come up with a better day to do it. So I ask that you go back and listen to it if you missed it. The podcast went up earlier today. I would have normally had it up last night after the program, but I'm going to be honest with you. I took some cough medicine that made me really tired. Yeah, it does. It makes you tired by nature because of what it is. It's got the codeine in it. So it wasn't, I wasn't long last night after the program. I just kind of went night. But I will tell you, I did speak with him in a private conversation that we have up. Now, this is a good opportunity for me because this is what the premium membership is all about at Armed American Radio. The conversation that goes on over there that we don't get over the airwaves, I added a 30-minute conversation with Stephen Williford to that this morning, kind of an after-the-show bit that we didn't get to talk about on air, and we talk about things that we didn't discuss over the airwaves. So if you want to participate in some of that stuff, we'd love to have you. Join the hundreds of people over there now at only $7.95 a month over it, and join Armed American Radio and get that premium content that no one else gets. You can't get it on the airwaves, and sometimes the conversation gets, let's just say, provocative. But a really, really good conversation with Stephen Williford was had yesterday. I put that up this morning. So that's available for you on the premium content. You can check that out at armedamericanradio.com. Just click join now. It's worth every penny. No one has canceled yet. Believe that. No one has canceled. It is a huge value for the money. And video stuff is now getting ready to go up. We're getting ready to do so much. Get in on the bottom line. It's, I'm never going to raise the price on you, but go check it out. No one's canceled yet. It's great stuff. So I hope you enjoyed the interview with Stephen Williford yesterday in hour one. To me, I sat and I listened and I just, my mind goes, but I'm that type of guy where when I go to Gettysburg, for example, a place that I can hear the battle. I can smell the cordite. I can hear the explosions, the screams. I can see it. It all comes to life for me. That's the type of person I am. And when I was listening to Stephen yesterday on the program, the same thing was happening to me. I could try as I might to wrap my head around what he was describing and wondering, could I, would I, would you have done that? I believe I would have. I believe that with years of training, that being friends and family in that church, that I believe I probably would have been able to. But one never knows. You just never know. So to hear from someone who did and to wrap your head around what he did was just incredible. So a very, very powerful hour of Armed American Radio in hour one yesterday on the Monster Cast. I highly recommend that you go get that. The second hour was, as it always is with Alan Gottlieb, is incredibly informative. Alan was notifying us, and I had an opportunity to ask him about some things. We spoke in detail about Mike Bloomberg. Now, let me be honest with you here. I don't believe Mike Bloomberg stands a chance of becoming president, but I do believe Mike Bloomberg stands a chance of winning the nomination. And let me tell you why I believe that to be the case. Bernie Sanders is nothing but an old, washed-up communist. America's not going to elect an old, washed-up communist. It isn't going to happen. We could have done that a long time ago. That's not going to happen. And for the press fawning all over this guy, just continue hoping they do. The idiots that fall for this guy's shtick is incredible. This guy tells you everything about the 1%, and then he goes and he lives the 1% lifestyle. And if you're stupid enough to fall for that, you're what's wrong with this country, frankly. You're an idiot. And you being an idiot is in large part what's wrong with this country, because you're the one that allows the media continue to manipulate people, because they manipulate people like you because you're an idiot. Did you catch all that? Were you smart enough to figure that out? You're the problem. So Bernie Sanders is not going to be the president. Elizabeth Warren is nothing but a female version of that clown. It isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Biden stands a chance. Booty gig? No, I don't think so. He'll be washed up after Iowa. Now, that's tonight. The caucuses are tonight in Iowa. We'll see what happens there. If Bernie walks away with Iowa and New Hampshire, you just watch and see what happens. The rest is going to be a joke. That tells you what's wrong with the Democrat Party right there, if that in fact happens. And it could. So it's going to be an awful lot of fun to watch this. Booty gig? Nah, done. Done. But Mike Bloomberg, on the other hand, as we discussed with Gottlieb yesterday, has the money to buy things. And Alan made it very clear, and we both made it clear. Alan's correct, and he agreed. Bloomberg was highly successful in Virginia. He bought Virginia. We now see payback occurring in the form of gun control bills sailing through the Virginia legislature. And they're going to be signed. Then they're going to be tied up in court. Then the Democrats are going to try to push it and ram it down the throats of 96, 97, 98% of the people in the state who said they don't want it. And we're going to see what happens when freedom begins to rear its head in the face of tyranny. And that will be up to tyranny to determine just how far freedom is willing to go. But freedom is going to prevail in Virginia. It just might take some time. Fact of the matter is, Michael Bloomberg, and I stand by this, if we're talking about the logic, I'm going to run out of time here. I have just about 45 seconds, so let me kind of set this up. For the last couple of weeks, I've been telling you that based on what we've seen, if we follow it to its logical conclusion, Mike Bloomberg should stand logically no chance of winning the nomination let alone becoming president. He might win the nomination, but of becoming president because of his positions on gun control. And I want to stand by that. But I'm not talking about him winning the presidency. I'm talking about him winning the nomination. Because there are enough people out there who will fall for his "I'm a moderate" shtick. And that's where we're at right now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it. Gottlieb was wide open about just how much of a danger that Michael Bloomberg poses to Americans as gun owners. And there was one point that he made yesterday, I'll tell you about when we come back from the break, that I think I had never looked at it and put it in the perspective that I did yesterday. I'll explain it when we come back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone is lit up to start your week with you here on Monday. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. The Car Arms Platinum microphone lit up for you as we begin the work week together here inside these studios. Let me go back to Bloomberg briefly in my conversation with Alan Gottlieb. Then I'll ask you to go back and listen to it if you missed it, or go back and listen to it again. Because as we were talking about Bloomberg, the actual reality of what could happen based on what we saw in Virginia, and I'm talking about payback now. Let's go to Virginia briefly. Michael Bloomberg was successful in Virginia by spending money and buying that election. And he did. He flipped a couple seats that he needed to flip. And Alan Gottlieb yesterday reminded us in no uncertain terms that Shannon Watts and the rest of them are no longer even hiding what they want to do. $60 to $100+ million they expect to spend on the presidential campaign to buy people. Now imagine if Michael Bloomberg is successful at the presidential level as he was in Virginia. But this time, let's just imagine Michael Bloomberg becomes president. Imagine the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's put around to the people below him who he helped get elected or retain their seats that now owe him. And he's president. Our system was not designed to work that way. In fact, our system is designed to fight that physically if necessary. Our system is built to fight that corruption. That's monarchy. That's what Michael Bloomberg will have people beholden to him as a totalitarian in ways this country's never seen before if he were to win the election and have people, let's just say, give him the payback that he believes is owed. And we're witnessing some of that in Virginia right now. And to put it in that perspective and to think about that, that's frightening, because what that means to Michael Bloomberg is taking away your firearms. That's how Michael Bloomberg accepts payback. Don't believe me? That's what we're seeing in Virginia right now. And that's what will happen at the federal level if Bloomberg should get lucky and become president of the United States. Now, I don't believe Michael Bloomberg stands that chance, but that's me. I believe Donald Trump is not only going to win Virginia by double digits, but then in the next election cycle in Virginia, I personally believe, it's a bold statement to make because predicting politics that far out in Virginia, particularly the Virginia elections, is tough to do. But I am confident, based on what I see, who I know, and what I've witnessed in the state of Virginia, deep into the bowels of what's going on in the state of Virginia right now, that that movement isn't going to just go away and die. That it is going to explode. And it is. It's right now, it's exploding across the country. But because of that, I believe that it's a safe bet. I believe this now. It's my opinion. That not only will Donald Trump win Virginia in double digits, but that in the next election cycle, Virginia will flip back to its normal self and remain there for quite some time. I think the people who erred in Virginia know who they are. I think the Republican Party, who erred terribly in the state of Virginia, knows what it did wrong. And I think they're able to right themselves. And I think with the strong backbone of Virginia gun owners right now, and the leadership at VCDL, which is one of the premier organizations in the country, always has been, and the numbers that they've seen, the support that they've gotten in 98% of the communities across that state, will prove my prediction right. Now, a lot can happen. There's the disclaimer between now and then. A lot can happen. But if things work and the universe works the way it should work, that's what I think happens in the state of Virginia. And I believe that will happen across the country. What you and I as voters have to do now is to make sure that the country doesn't have to go through, as Alan Gottlieb said, the meat grinder, as Virginia is, in order for us to wake up. But rather, we look at what happened in Virginia and we use that as the tool to wake up so that we don't have to go through that and suffer through what Virginians are suffering through right now as a nation. And that's the fear and that's the threat that Bloomberg poses. At the federal level, look at Bloomberg as Northam on steroids. and he has to be stopped. He must be stopped. And Donald Trump is up to that task. I feel no doubt about it. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens after the Iowa caucuses today and tomorrow and the next few days as the media begins to drive the narrative after the caucusing begins. And then we move to New Hampshire. That narrative that we see forming will carry through the rest of the summer. So it's going to be fun to watch. It's definitely going to be fun to watch, but it's also aggravating because the media is going to hype their position and is going to throw you under the bus. Just understand that going into it. Turn it off. It's not that healthy. Watch what you need to. Get a dose of it, then move on to something different. Let's fact check Bloomberg's misleading commercial last night on the Super Bowl. Now, I saw the commercial, but I didn't watch the Super Bowl. Factcheck.org has published, I guess you'll call it a breakdown, of the stats. AWR Hawkins covered it. Now, I'm going to give AWR a solid because I didn't speak with AWR yesterday on the show, so we're going to cover some of his work today. But Bloomberg's commercial about instituting gun control, I'm quoting from AWR now, in order to keep children safe, with George Kemp's mom quoted saying Mike's fighting for every child. Here's something, what that was George Kemp is the individual who was featured in Bloomberg's spot, the 20-year-old who was murdered. Here's what they're not telling you. George Kemp's murder was gang-related. And Bloomberg was claiming in the ad that 2,900 children die from gun violence every year. What they didn't tell you was that that includes 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds who are legally considered adults, not children. And it also includes homicides, gang violence, and it also includes suicide. Factcheck.org notes that when 18 and 19-year-olds are removed from the equation, the number of deaths drops by half. Half. Just below 1,500. And they point out to the Centers for Disease Control, get this. And even so, I got to go to the CDC here because they point this out. That only 792 deaths of 0 to 17-year-olds were homicides, and even some of those were justifiable gun uses. 39% were suicides, not gun violence deaths, and 88 were unintentional. The cause behind roughly 30 of the deaths could not be determined. Michael Bloomberg's a flat-out, bald-faced liar. Every town for gun safety. This is the kind of crap that we're going to have to put up with. And as I said in the previous segment, there are too many people stupid enough to fall for this stuff, and it's up to you to get through to those people. It's up to me to get through to those people. If you see somebody falling for this, you've got to try to fix these individuals. Take them aside. Explain to them what's happening. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're dealing with an ideologue, don't waste your time. Move on. That person isn't who you're concerned with. You're not going to change that person's mind. You're only going to go nuts. In particular, if it's a family member and you love that family member, walk away from the conversation, decide mutually not to have it together, lest you lose a relationship in your family. Many of you have, I know that. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back after this. Don't go away. We're going to continue the conversation right after this. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. We'll be right back.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Lit Up Platinum microphone. Please support our sponsors, our partners here at Armed American Radio. We've got some great partners here, and the list is growing. I've got some announcements coming for you in the next couple, 3 weeks that are just phenomenal, just great stuff. Lead Slinger Whiskey, tons of new products over there. Second Amendment Foundation, of course, Crossbreed. North American Arms, this is the Car Arms microphone. Let me briefly remind you that North American Arms, the gun giveaway. Sadie Sweat and I from North American Arms will be giving away a Ranger 2 top break. Oh my gosh, this thing is beautiful. Go to NorthAmericanArms.com to check out the firearm. And while you're there, scroll to the bottom of the page, get the phone number, work for it a little bit. Okay? We're going to give somebody a gun, a beautiful one. And everybody that calls gets a hat. So work for it just a little bit. Go check out the site. Scroll to the bottom of the page. Call the customer service number. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio that they're giving away free hats. They're going to send you a beautiful North American Arms cap. You'll get it in 2 to 3 days is what everybody's telling me. I'm getting tons of pictures from you. Yeah, and then your name gets entered to win that gun, that top break, that Ranger 2 that you heard us talking about at SHOT Show with Sadie. And if you want to see it, AWR Hawkins put just a beautiful little video up with some great music over on Instagram. And then I've got a photograph up at Armed American Radio, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. We're going to give that gun away on the 23rd plus one out of my own safe. Okay? That's how we do that, North American Arms. And then, of course, Car Arms and Bursa. We were talking on Bursa yesterday with Rafael DeValle. Bursa's got some great products. One of the next on my list is the 380 Thunder with the threaded barrel. I'm going to get that suppressed. I will keep you posted on my progress as we go through that process together. So that'll be interesting, right? I'll let you know how we make out as we go through that process. Also, don't forget to drink the Defender coffee. You support the Second Amendment with every sip of coffee. Every time you take a sip of coffee when you're drinking Defender, you're giving back to the Second Amendment organization of your choice. Of course, I use the Second Amendment Foundation to do just that, the Second Amendment Foundation. And let's not forget that this is the GunBroker.com studios. And all we have to do is visit GunBroker.com, sign up, and go through the auctions over there. That's all we have to do. And believe me, it is addicting, and I don't want you to blame me if you spend any money on there that you had not anticipated spending, okay? Not going to be my fault. I'm not going to take the blame for that. All right. Where were we? What the heck were we talking about before? We were fact-checking Michael Bloomberg, right? The breakdown of Bloomberg's lies on his ads. Now, we're going to have to suffer with this through November. It is going to be a long spring, an even longer summer, and it's going to be a horrific early fall as we go into this. But I want you to take solace in this. Bloomberg's ads are being rejected. Now, I got to be a little bit careful here. The Great American, are you familiar with this show? And a lot of my friends are at this show, and I'll be honest with you, I just don't have any idea how they do it after SHOT Show. Great American Outdoor Show is what I'm talking about in Harrisburg, PA. This goes on every year after the SHOT. You know, 8 days later, people who have left that just petri dish in Vegas are now out there for another 12 to 13 days for the Great American Outdoor Show. Woo! Hats off to them and prayers and thoughts with them, I can tell you that. But to ask that group about Bloomberg's gun control ad, I mean, come on. Let me throw this disclaimer out here, okay? AWR Hawkins is writing about this as well as others. Michael Bloomberg's Super Bowl gun control ad was rejected by NRA members and top Democrat strategists as well. Did you think an NRA member was going to just revere the ad? Go, oh, man, that was really good. No. Is it really fair? Is that a headline, right? Okay, NRA members are rejecting this. Of course they're rejecting it. I would hope they do reject it. And they reject it because of what we talked about in the previous segment and just now, that all these misleading statistics that Bloomberg throws out. Of course that's going to be rejected. So I'm not sure that that's really fair. That should really be part of the headline. But let's talk a little bit about it, because a Democrat strategist, in fact, did reject it. We'll go there in a second. Bloomberg's ad did not mention a September 27, 2013 Houston Chronicle report that Kemp, Brian Kemp, he was the subject of the ad, if you recall we were talking about in the previous segment, was shot just around midnight after allegedly pulling into a Richmond, Texas neighborhood, calling an individual on his cell phone and challenging him to a fight. None of that was covered in Bloomberg's ad. Why tell the truth? Oh, let's just go ahead and leave that out. We don't want that in there. Oh, no. He was such a good kid, right? The ad's purpose, as AWR reminds us, was to do one thing. Push gun control, period. NRA members gathered at the Great American Outdoor Show, I'm quoting, responded to Bloomberg by explaining that he has no say in the way they exercise their Second Amendment rights, especially when it comes to defending their own lives. An NRA member observed, quote, Mike Bloomberg is a white billionaire who has no place in telling me how I can defend myself or my loved ones, unquote. Did you expect to hear anything else from anybody at an NRA-sponsored show on the floor or who identifies themselves as an NRA member, not just a gun owner? No. So there's nothing shocking to me about that. I'm not sure that that's really a story, right? I mean, you know, that's like writing a story about fish swimming. I mean, fish swim. I don't know that that's a story. NRA members oppose everything that comes out of Bloomberg's mouth. However, I do like when we hear from females and moms, women, that flatly reject Bloomberg. As a mother of 3-year-old little boy, my family means everything to me. As a woman, I believe the best way to protect myself is with a firearm. You're damn right. So does Bloomberg. That's why he surrounds himself with firearms. And his family with firearms, and whatever women are in his life are surrounded and protected by firearms. Here's where it gets interesting. A top Democrat strategist, unaffiliated with any 2020 campaign, also reacted adversely to Bloomberg's gun control ad and told AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News, Bloomberg acts like the only one doing something on the issue, but the movement is a lot bigger than him. He needs to wake up and realize that mothers have been going to funerals and fighting back a lot longer than he's been buying ads on TV and calling himself the leader of a movement. Now, is that a rejection of Michael Bloomberg? No, to me that sounds like somebody that's jealous that Michael Bloomberg is able to get a platform because he's got far more money than whoever this guy is. Hey, we've been saying this for a long time. I don't think that's a rejection of Bloomberg. I think it's just the guy calling Bloomberg condescending and a jerk, claiming that he somehow is the only one fighting for us. But here's what I love about this. What's acknowledged by this strategist, whoever this person may be, whoever this person is that Michael Bloomberg, in fact, is Mr. Gun Control. And that is the way he acts. And that's what he's going to do. He has no choice during the rest of the campaign, but then to act this way. He can't not be this person is where I'm going with this. He epitomizes the movement, much to the chagrin of this guy, who would apparently like to get more credit, as, hey, we've been doing this longer than Bloomberg has just because he bought a couple ads. Hey, dude, Bloomberg's been funding whoever you are inadvertently, whether you know it or not, for years. Bloomberg cannot hide from who he is as we move through what is going to be, it's just going to get worse, a brutal spring, an even worse summer, and an absolutely exhausting early to mid-fall as we come to November 2020. It is going to be tough to watch. But Bloomberg can't hide. This is evidence of that. He's got other Democrats jealous over the gun control issue. Oh, this movement's a lot bigger than him. He needs to wake up and realize that mothers... He doesn't have to wake up and realize anything. Michael Bloomberg is giving hundreds of millions of dollars. And Michael Bloomberg expects this guy to shut up and get in line, baby. Shut up and understand who's king here. That's what Bloomberg is going to run as. He can't do anything else. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Car, the the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Freedom Expo coming up this weekend, Saturday the 8th in Orlando. AM950TheAnswer.com for more information. AM950TheAnswer.com for more information. Freedom Expo, I will be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Mike Gallagher will be there, and others. We got a comedian going to be there. Guy does impersonations. The Freedom Expo at the Shooter's World in Orlando, Florida. The place is massive, going on from 8:30 till 3:30 in the afternoon Saturday. There will be several hundred people there. Tickets are anywhere from $0 to $40. You can get the VIP and come and have breakfast with me and Rob and Mike Gallagher and a couple others. Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries, will be there. Don't forget to be at the Freedom Expo coming up this weekend. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Speaking of Florida, I couldn't wait to tell you this one. Florida is a ballot initiative state. And this is a blow to Michael Bloomberg, believe it or not. It really, truly is. But Michael Bloomberg has been paying people, and I don't know what the dollar figure is, but Florida has been heading this off at the pass. His attempt to put on the ballot a change to Florida's constitution to ban assault weapons by constitutional... Now, follow me on this. Florida's constitution can be changed by voters on a ballot. 766,000 signatures were needed. They didn't get above 177,000 signatures by February 1st. As a result, mini Mike Bloomberg's Super Bowl gun control push, which in this particular case, now they say it's not, they say it's him. It's a ban assault weapons now, or some group down in Florida. Is Bloomberg involved in this? We'll have to to follow the money trail there. So don't hold me to that. We'll find out a little bit more information there. But they're paying people to put signatures on ballots. Well, it fell short. The ballot initiative fell short and is not going to appear on the 2020 ballot as gun control groups had hoped, all of the gun control groups. March for Our Lives embraced this. Every town embraced this. They were all involved in this. And they just got smacked upside the head with a copy not only of the U.S. Constitution, but of Florida's Constitution as well. And it will not appear on the ballot. So that's a positive thing for the state of Florida. The rest of the country that has the 21 states are ballot initiative states across the country. Fortunately, I don't live in one. But Florida was doing some things, and there are some other initiatives on the ballot about making it have to pass twice. If it's going to change the Constitution, it needs to pass two times and so forth. If somebody's being paid, then there's some regulation that they're talking about. Florida headed off some of this stuff at the pass, or tried to anyway, by regulating who was paid, how much they were paid to put this information on ballots and so forth. Look, in my book, that's not the way it gets done. This stuff should be done through the legislative process, not through emotion. When you can pay people to put signatures on and then lie on these ballots, I mean, it's crazy what they can get away with. And then to change the state constitution, something that the legislature can't do anything about, should not be allowed to happen. Let's move over to John Kerry real quick. Oh, you got to love this. John Kerry's comments just recently were absolutely hilarious, because John Kerry was telling everybody that he knows a little bit about those AR-16s. Did you hear about this? Because he's a hunter. John Kerry knows a little bit about and expects Biden and endorsed Biden to fight against AR-16 with what? Long clips. Yeah, I kid you. With long clips. Hey, John Kerry, why the long face? John Kerry knows a little bit about long faces, right? Long clips. AR-16s with long clips. We'll have more fun and mock him a little bit. Here's what he had to say. I know all about AR-16 and long clips because I hunt. Wonder if he took the tag off of his jacket. Oh, married to the heir of ketchup. A ketchup heir. Can you believe it? A ketchup heir. Yeah, let me go. Let me go back to this, because this just popped up again. There's a reason that this just popped up. Now, Florida gun owners to law enforcement. I want to cover this. Florida gun owners to law enforcement violate our rights, and we will sue you. Florida Carry has put Florida's top cops on notice. Stop violating the rights of law-abiding gun owners, or you will get sued. In a letter sent to every sheriff and police chief in the state, Florida Carry notes, despite the well-established right, our members have been repeatedly victimized and deprived of their rights by various law enforcement agencies and their respective officers and deputies. Too many individuals in law enforcement throughout the state have harassed, berated, belittled, arrested, and even killed law-abiding citizens going about their personal business for simply exercising their constitutionally protected right to bear arms. We'll have to follow up with Florida Carry on this as to why, what sparked that. Yeah, we're going to have to follow that up. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, as much as I hate to close out with this, I saw a story, and I'm going to go back into my memory banks on this, about open carry. That reminded me of open carry. Why? Because there's an open carry event in Florida coming up in the next few days, I believe. Anyway, this is just the way my mind is working today. We are our own worst enemy. I should say worst. We are our own worst enemy. Open carrying. And there was it was accompanied by a photograph of a shirtless dude with long gray hair and a firearm tucked into his waistband, carrying the firearm. And he was at I believe it was a Redbox DVD. People still use that stuff? Redbox DVD stuff? Seriously? I guess it's out in front of like Walgreens and stuff like that. I mean, wow, people are still getting the DVDs instead of just streaming the stuff. I don't know. I have no idea. But it said, we're our own worst enemy. And accompanying that was a photograph of a, let's just say, large, overweight woman in spandex with a firearm clipped to her spandex, hanging halfway down her thigh because of the weight. She couldn't have drawn the gun if she needed to. Walking around what appears to be a Walmart somewhere. And it says, open carry, we are our own worst enemy. And I don't know what made me think about that, but it is in fact true. If you're one of those people, please don't be one of those people anymore. Fix yourself, please. Don't be that person, please. Please don't be that person. Good heavens. Pro-gun rallies occurring across the country. New Mexico, pro-gun rally drew hundreds and hundreds of people. Pro-gun rally in Alaska is drawing a number of folks. Kentucky, hundreds of gun owners in Kentucky. All of this coming out of what we saw in Virginia. So I have a feeling over the course of the next days, weeks, and months ahead, because Arizona, I've been asked to speak. You know, let me take this opportunity to correct something I said last night. When I was talking with Stephen Wilford, he is speaking at the Adventure Outdoors the week of the 15th in Smyrna, Georgia. And I mentioned I had been asked to speak. I wasn't referring to the Adventure Outdoors. I was talking about Phoenix, Arizona, which happens to be that same weekend. So I want to make that correction. I went back when I was going through the podcast and I heard that and I said, oh, wait a minute, that wasn't right. I made it sound as if I had been asked to speak at the Adventure Outdoors, and I had not. I was referring to the event that coincides with that weekend in Phoenix, and I have not yet decided where I'm going to be yet. We're working on that right now, so I want to throw that connection out. Hey, thanks, Mark. I'm glad you remembered that. Let me pat myself on the top of the head. I had forgotten that and made a note to make that correction. So there you have it. But I really truly believe, because of what we're seeing in Arizona and what I just told you about in Kentucky and California and Georgia and Florida and other states around the country, New Mexico, Washington, that we are on the cusp of what could be historic. It's literally historic as we move to advance our gun rights across the country. This movement is in its infancy in large measure because of what happened in Virginia. Wow. Powerful stuff. I'm running out of time. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can and they don't want us to. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the radio.